Hey everyone, I'm Sister Cora Chaley.
And this is Sister Magnificat Rose.
And
This is Sister Magnificat Rose.
I'm Sister Cora Chaley.
And I'm Sister Magnificat Rose.
And this is Ascension Presents.
The Magnificat is a beautiful prayer. It's the prayer of our Blessed Mother. After she finds out that she's going to become the Mother of God, we know that she goes in haste to visit her cousin, her pregnant cousin, Elizabeth, who's in need of help. But our Blessed Mother, like, she goes out of herself. Here she's just received this really big news, and she could have just stayed at home thinking about how she was going to have the child Jesus. But no, she felt inspelled by the Holy Spirit to go in service to her cousin Elizabeth. And she went in joy and in haste. And when Mary gets there and visits her cousin Elizabeth, she erupts into this hymn of praise to God. You know, Mary knew that she didn't earn this privilege. She knew this wasn't about something that she had done, but this was gift from God, gift from a good father who loved her. And Mary's whole life was this hymn of praise back to God, giving him the glory. So each sister takes a religious name. It's something that we pray about. So when I was praying about, Lord, what name do you have for me? The Magnificat prayer just kept coming to mind. Like, I felt like the Lord was really inviting me into this prayer. First, it came actually after confession. The priest gave me the prayer of the Magnificat as a penance. And I went to the chapel and was praying with it. And I was just so struck by the Lord's goodness, again, that he lifts up the lowly, that he fills the hungry with good things, that he's a merciful God, and just was captivated by this prayer and really felt the Lord's invitation for my life to be a Magnificat, a hymn of praise back to him, no matter what I'm feeling that day, whether I'm feeling joyful or whether I'm feeling sad or whether, you know, I'm going through a rough time, that our lives can be this hymn of praise back to him, that he is good, that he is faithful, and that even in our littleness and weakness, he can do great things through our little yeses given back to him. And so we would love to pray this prayer of the Magnificat with all of you, that the Lord's inviting you to come to know his merciful love, his goodness in your life, and to make your lives a hymn of praise back to him.
Yes.
So are you ready, sister?
Let's pray it together.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us in prayer. And you can pray the Magnificat as well. You know, you don't even need a breviary. You know, you can look in your own Bible. The scripture passage is Luke 1, 46 to 55. So you can find it in your Bible. You can also find it in the description of this video. You can find it on the PDF and print it out yourself. You can post it somewhere on your wall and just pray with it throughout the day, asking Mary to just really be your model and your strength, always leading you to Jesus. God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.